edition of Words of Music. The readers were Greg Hicks and Francis Barber, and it was produced by David Papp. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM. We're broadcasting on digital radio and also online. It's a quarter to 12 now, and time for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's programme, the best of the new releases from the UK and international scenes, including Wynton Marsalis, John Burgess, Ella Fitzgerald and John McLaughlin, an Armstrong tribute from the Classic Jazz Orchestra, and I feature the music of trio Phronesis, led by Danish bassist Jasper Højby, who comes in for an interview with bandmate pianist Ivo Neem to preview their brand new album Alive. To start, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis has a new album out with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. It's called the Vitoria Suite, a piece written in celebration of Vitoria in Spain, the town, the jazz festival, and the Basque tradition and flamenco. The suite is written in 12 movements, signifying the blues form, and the piece we're going to hear is the 11th movement, a Basque song featuring many in the band, in particular the baritone of Scotsman Joe Temperley. This is Basque song, Canción Vasca, Escal Abestia.
Thank you.
Wynton Marsalis and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra with Bach's song Canción Vasca Escal Abastia from the new album Victoria Suite with Joe Tempoli on the baritone saxophone. It's a beautiful album with twists and turns and an intelligent and soulful mix of Spanish and American musical traditions interpreted through jazz. Even flamenco guitar great Paco de Lucia makes an appearance. The album is out now on the Emercy label. From the US to the UK and the brand new release from clarinetist John Burgess with pianist Liam Noble. It's an intimate live album called Eggs with Cherry at the Zen Cafe, where the two musicians perform repertoire from 1940s standards to Bill Evans and Herbie Hancock compositions and a lovely reading of this one by Neil Young called After the Gold Rush. Thank you. John Burgess on clarinet with Liam Noble on piano and Neil Young's After the Gold Rush from their album Eggs with Cherry at the Zen Cafe, out now on the Side Records label. John and Liam will be touring together next year, but you can catch John Burgess this month over at the Isla Festival and with Mario Caribe's quartet and also with Paul Harrison's trio and on October the 1st at the Calendar Festival with the Nova Scotia Jazz Band. Sad news in the jazz world with the passing of the superb Abby Lincoln, truly one of the last great jazz singers, where the turn of phrase, challenging music, social consciousness and staggering individuality were the order of the day for this great artist. The inspiration to many musicians and singers like Steve Coleman, Steve Williamson, Cassandra Wilson and Cleveland Watkins, her voice and approach to jazz will be sorely missed. In the 80s, I went with Steve Williamson to meet her at her New York apartment when she wrote lyrics to one of Steve's pieces, and she described where she lived in terms of where people like Duke Ellington, Coleman Hawkins, and Max Roach, to whom she was married, lived, and painted a picture that transported us to a time full of the splendor and riches of this great music. Here she is in duet with the also recently departed Hank Jones, and this is their beautiful version of The Nearness of You.
Why do I just wither and forget all resistance when you and your magic pass by? My heart's in a dither, dear, when you're at a distance. But when you are near, oh my, it's not the pale me that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of. Thank you. and I feel you so close to me.
Vocalist Abby Lincoln and The Nearness of You with piano legend Hank Jones. You can hear more music from Abby Lincoln as Jazz on 3 pay tribute to the vocalist who died last month at the age of 80. There'll also be extracts from an interview with Jez Nelson. That goes out on September the 13th on Radio 3. Saxophone great Jean Toussaint recently visited us here at Jazz Lineup to talk about his new album Live in Paris and London. The album features his regular quartet recorded in concert. Pianist Bennett McLean makes a guest appearance on the London recording at the 606 Club playing Round Midnight. Thank you. Jean Toussaint and his quartet captured live in London, and that was Round Midnight with Toussaint on tenor sax, Larry Bartley on bass, Troy Miller on the drums, and the gifted Bennett McLean sitting in on piano. Live in Paris and London is out now on the Space Time label. Now, deep in the BBC archive are great musical gems from recorded history, and their roster of artists don't come more iconic than vocalist Ella Fitzgerald. The album captures recorded treasures of Ella Fitzgerald at the top of her form, in fine voice, and well worth a good listen. Best of the BBC Vaults goes on general release tomorrow, and this is Too Marvellous for Words. Legendary Ella Fitzgerald in the glorious technicolor of swing and Too Marvellous for Words from the archives and out tomorrow as part of the Best of the BBC Vault series. Guitar maestro John McLaughlin and the Fourth Dimension have a new recording out called To The One. The members of the Fourth Dimension are Gary Husband on keyboards and additional drums, Etienne Mbappe on bass guitar, and Mark Mondesi on the drums. This is Recovery. John McLaughlin on guitar and Gary Husband on both keyboards and drums. Etienne Mbappe is on electric bass. Mark Mondaisi was on additional percussion on that track. And that was Recovery from the album To The One, out now on the Abstract Logics label. Staying with the guitar, virtuoso Martin Taylor plays Glen Eagles Hotel on the 11th of September, Ochterada in Perthshire. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. Sax man Tim Garland and his Lighthouse Trio with pianist Gwilym Simcock and drummer Asaf Serkis play the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool next week on the 11th. And this is their version of the Miles Davis, Bill Evans classic Blue in Green.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Garland's Lighthouse Trio and Blue and Green from their album Libra, out on the Global Mix label. And they play the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool on the 11th and 12th of September. Phrenesis is an exciting trio formed by the strong and musical Danish bass player Jasper Højby, talented British pianist Ivo Neem, and drummer Anton Eger. They complete the lineup. But on this record, they have a special guest, US drummer Mark Juliana. Before I speak with them, let's hear them in action from their newly released live album, aptly entitled Alive. This is 8 Hours. Thank you. That was 8 hours from Phronesis, that featured Jasper Hoiby on the bass and Ivo Neem on the piano and drummer Mark Juliana. I'm joined by Jasper Hoiby and Ivo Neem. Welcome, guys. It's good to have you here.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Your music is very rhythmically charged, sort of using odd times, 5/4. In fact, most of the things are like divisible by 5. Jasper, I'm going to ask you about that. What is that about?
I guess it's just from really being attracted to those kind of uneven time signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And the feel that that is just always felt really fresh to me. Stuff outside of the normal sort of, quote, normal perimeters, I guess. Like 4 and 3 and all this stuff. I mean, that's where it all comes from, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's really, a lot of inspiration comes with when you have to chop off a beat or add an extra one. For
right.
me,
right.
it just becomes something fresh. It's easier to find for me. I guess that's probably what it is.
Compositionally, what are you looking for in the group? I'll put that one to Ivor.
I mean, that variety that you don't feel like you're in the same texture a lot, or you can find that with some jazz recordings that it's kind of ploughing the same furrow a lot of the time, and it's nice to go in different directions. Like, a lot of them have free sections, freely improvised sections, where the texture is much more dense or busy, and then going to the other extreme, you know, really sparse sometimes, and just trying to keep that contrast all the time compositionally.
But the improvisation also unfolds the composition, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's inclusive of it. And you can, I mean, one of the things that I notice really with Alive is that where it starts is not necessarily where it's going to end. You listen through and it's unfurling to a different texture or a different kind of rhythmical emphasis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's going through a progression of development.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be what I pick up anyway, listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Tell me about the creation of Phronesis, Jasper, because I know this is your baby.
Yes, I used to have a band in... I went to the Royal Academy where I met Ivo, so, and I found that it was pretty much encouraged to do your own thing and to experiment writing things and composing.
Yeah.
So I had a band there, actually, and then... many years later, after I finished the academy, I had to go to Denmark and stay for a bit.
Which is where you're from?
Which is where I'm from. So I had to go back, not really because I wanted to, but just because of some family issues. And and I didn't actually have... I mean, my whole scene was kind of here.
Right.
So all that just got taken away from me in a way, you know. I kept just one or two bands, and I was just there in Denmark, like, with no musical outlet.
Mm.
So, but I met one drummer, who's Anton Eger, who's the drummer in Phronesis. And I started a band with him, and I mean, really it's more like a coincidence that it's a trio, even though I love the trio format, because it gives a lot of space. So that's where Phronesis started, and then when I moved back here, it was a natural thing to develop it and include Ivo.
It's great that it continues, because it does start early, you know, when you find those people you're really connected to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And often it's like a lifetime you spend developing your thing or just the whole thing.
Mm.
And Ivo, you were talking about the attraction to this music. It kind of brings you in to experiment with all of those sorts of things. Well, we're listening to the latest recording that you've got out called Alive, which takes, you know, pieces from your repertoire and plays it live.
Yeah.
And the next piece we're going to hear is called Abraham's New Gift. Now, that's the piece in 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the construction of that piece, Jasper.
It's in 15. It starts just with the bass, because this is, as I said, my chance to just start a piece off. So it's
an intricate bass line.
Yeah.
It's really happening.
Busy bass line, isn't it?
Yeah. But it has great purpose.
It's like having a clean canvas, and then you say, okay, now we're going to bring a new model to this canvas, and we can interpret that in different ways, like by subdividing the beat.
Mm-hmm.
So instantly when you bring something like that, it's going to have a certain energy to it, as opposed to saying, here's a clean canvas, let's put a bar 4/4 there. you know, while that might seem more open.
But I'm sure when you play in 4/4, you have to subvert it.
I can't hardly play in 4/4 anymore. You know,
I mean, you have to subvert it somehow, you know, yeah. and give the implication that there's another time going on,
yeah. Yeah.
whilst keeping the 4/4, and that's the challenge.
Yeah.
And maybe that's some of the things that people don't realize that's going on in jazz music, because they think, oh, it's just all crazy. It's just all crazy. I don't know what they're doing. You know, it's just mad. There's an intellectual aspect that's very closely tied with your soul and the way you express yourself.
Yeah. It's that balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what draws me to the music. Because one can never take priority over the other, really.
That's right. Brings it all together. Shall we have a listen?
Yeah.
This is Abraham's new gift from Alive. This is Phrenesis.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mark Juliana, Ivor Neem, Jasper Højby, Phronesis, for now, and thanks very much. Please stick around, we'll be back shortly.
You're listening to Phronesis, and that was from the album Alive and Abraham's New Gift. So it was recorded at the Camden Forge. Now, how was it sort of setting that up for recording it? Did you know that this was going to become an album, or do you just always record everything really well?
No. I absolutely knew that, and I put sort of money and effort into making it be the potential best outcome possible, you know? So it was planned. I mean, I must say, I didn't really realize before we counted off the first tune on the first day. Mm-hmm. It was like, wow, it really struck me, you know? Because it's quite scary, really. Yeah. I mean, there's no editing, really. Everything is a lot more naked, really, in a way, which is the whole point of doing it anyway, like that. So.
Now, you're talking about subdivisions. Mm-hmm. I've gone back to the theory of music. Mm-hmm. And how are you thinking in terms of subdivisions over the time signature of 15?
It's either in a dotted crotchet pulse, mm-hmm. or a series of 5-5 groupings.
Yeah. Or 4-4 and 7.
Or a bar of 8 and a bar of 7.
Yeah.
But then the bar of 7 is anticipated.
Seven. So where does the riff start? Does it start from do-di-dum, yeah, or does it start on dum?
No, you're right. It starts
do-di-dum.
On do-di-dum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it goes do-di-dum, do-dum, do-di-dum, do-dum.
Like that. Right. Now that's made it very clear. You know, Jasper was doing the dotted rhythm under it there just while singing this bass line. And this is the way you sort of liberate yourself rhythmically.
Yeah.
It's a very important part of every musician's practice.
Yeah.
And so you're getting some of the secrets here. Some of the secrets of the musical preparation. Now, does each instrument have a specific role to fulfill for you? And I know you were talking about equality. That was really important in Phronesis for you. But is that it?
I guess that's it, really, for me, yeah. Equality, I mean, in music and in life.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. Case,
you know?
But the thing is that we can't deny that everybody has a role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, sometimes when you hear bass players who have great technique, which you do, and all they do is play really high up on the instrument, and they think they're a guitar, but they're not a guitar, they're a bass.
Yeah, but it's so important to you, though, the groove thing, isn't it? Like, first of all, that comes first, and then technical showmanship, that kind of thing comes afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the groove thing is really important. I mean, no one wants to listen to it if it's not there.
It's not feeling good. And
if it doesn't swing or groove or
whatever. No heartbeat, no life.
Exactly. It's funny because I really like working with quite simple forms anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's important. I mean, the whole balance thing, if you have something simple to base your entire a simple structure, then it's easier to, it's a lot more clear to see where to deviate from it or when to break it down and when to go back into it.
But you can play with it more as well. Like, so when we're playing on gigs, we can extend that section or we can improvise longer there and then we're cueing and that feels open as well, the forms of the music, which is, that's really fun, I think.
The last piece that we're going to hear is called Love Song.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let Ivo, you tell me about it, and then Jasper.
We're playing the melody together on that, which is really great, actually, because that's a good thing for a bass player to do, I think, in a piano trio as well, but especially that kind of melody.
Because
it makes me actually think more of kind of Middle Eastern music or something. And then it goes into a more jazzy kind of section with the improvising. And then that piece as well, that's changed. So sometimes we just sped up on some of the gigs when it got to the last section of it, and we didn't know that was going to happen at all, and the way we can end it as well, and it's quite open-ended, so we were lucky.
Right.
On the gig.
We did it actually the night before, I remember, and I cued, because it's a lot of cueing and a lot of really fast communication going on, sometimes only musically, like by playing things and then people hear, and sometimes also by looking.
Mm-hmm.
And this time we start. I remember the first night, it was magic. That tune was totally magic for me. We started off, and I was just like, wow, where's this, like you're saying, totally fresh, even though we played it like a million times, you know. And then I cued Ivo to play the head.
Yep.
And he missed the cue. And I started playing it. And I had all this, like, and then all this other thought came in, like, oh, no, we're recording. we're meant to do this and that. And I stopped the tune.
Yeah, on the recording.
Right. And we started it again.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was definitely interesting. Ivo didn't like that. He was like, what are you doing? But I just thought, you know, whatever. It's our gig. It's not only a gig, it's also a recording, you know. Yeah, it's going to be...
It's a statement of...
Yeah. It's important to not get it right, whatever. We should have carried on, though, I think, if I could have had another go.
It is what it is. It happened the way it happened, right?
Absolutely.
And why is it called Love Song?
It's called Love Song because that was the title that came into my head at that point, and it's dedicated for my girlfriend.
Okay.
So it's a sort of payoff for spending all those nights away from her.
To have to suffer listening to music in a funny time signature.
More like having to suffer playing. Like me, just like, I don't know, looking at my bass so much, you know. Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been a pleasure to have you come in, Jasper Hoiby and Ivo Neem.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming to talk about Phrenesis, the trio. And we're going to listen to Love Song. Jasper Hoiby and Phrenesis with Love Song from the album Alive. Ivo Neem is on piano and Mark Giuliano is on the drums. A big thank you to Jasper and Ivo for coming in to talk with me. They're playing in October on the 1st at Derby Jazz, on the 2nd at the Future Inn in Bristol, on the 9th at the Marsden Jazz Festival, and the 14th of November they play the London Jazz Festival at the Purcell Rooms on a double bill with Pally Mickleberg and Marilyn Mazur. And Alive is out now on the Edition label. Drummer Ken Matheson set up the Classic Jazz Orchestra to celebrate the music of Jelly Roll Morton, early Duke Ellington and Bix Beiderbecke, and they've now recorded the album Celebrating Satchmo, featuring the trumpet of Louis Armstrong specialist Duke Heitke. This is Cornet Chop Suey. Classic Jazz Orchestra featuring Duke Heitke on trumpet and Cornet Chop Suey from the album Celebrating Satchmo, out now on Lake Records. And you can catch Ken Matheson and the orchestra at the gallery of the Institute New Lanark on Sunday the 3rd of October. And for the many Satchmo fans out there, there's the Louis Armstrong Celebration Festival from September the 10th to 13th in Bracklesham Bay near Chichester. Well, that's almost it for this week's jazz lineup. Next week, I speak with Sue Mingus and feature concert highlights from trombonist Nils Landgren. Jazz on 3 this week features a session played in tribute to the late saxophonist Elton Dean, featuring Alex Maguire on keyboards, trumpeter Jim Dvorak, saxophonist Simon Pickard, bassist Paul Rogers, and drummer Tony Levin. Join Jez Nelson tomorrow night at the later time of 11:45. To end today, British piano legend Stan Tracy with his trio. He plays the Northern Edge Jazz Festival in Aberdeen on September the 12th at the Lemon Tree, and that festival takes place in venues all across the city from September the 9th till the 17th. So let's hear Stan and the trio in full swing on the Thelonious Monk composition Nutty. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye. Thank you.
Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Susan Sharp with orchestral music for the next hour or more of the early morning. Stephen Sloan conducts the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra in a Schumann symphony and a Beethoven concerto. When Schumann heard a performance of Schubert's Great C Major Symphony in December 1839, he wrote to Clara that it was beyond description. "I was totally happy," he told her, "and wished only that you were my wife and that I too could write such symphonies." Well, the first of those wishes was finally granted the following September, and in January 1841, Schumann sketched over 4 days and sleepless nights this symphony in B-flat, calling it his Spring Symphony.
Thank you. Thank you.